It's the 19th hole with Michael Williams.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition, the first edition of 2023 of the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host, bringing you the best of golf and golf lifestyle week after week. It's so great to be in a new year, new possibilities, new trips to take, new courses to play, new clubs to hit. It's all out there standing in front of us, and I just can't wait to guide you through this lovely journey called 2023. Joining us will be Cassandra Bausch of Club Champion. Club Champion has grown exponentially in the short time it's been around. It really is, in my mind, the leading facility in the country for professional style club fitting, tour quality club fitting for the average player. They just recently made an announcement about the number of combinations that you can possibly hit when you go into a store. It's nuts. I mean, it's a lot of combinations, but it's not just about the possibilities. It's about finding, from all those possibilities, finding the one that's just right for you. And that's what they specialize at. So really looking forward to talking to them. Before we start, I want to take a minute to recognize someone special who passed away this past week. Joe Hardy was the founder of 84 Lumber. He's a guy who was born to humble beginnings in Western Pennsylvania and grew his little idea of a commercial lumber yard, 84 Lumber, into one of the largest privately owned businesses in the country. The guy was a billionaire. When you read the notice that was posted by the family about his life, let me just go back and read some of that, because it starts off and sort of expresses the way that I feel. The statement from the Hardy family: "It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Joseph A. Hardy III. The Hardy family lost their patriarch and all-around great man. Many knew Joe as a brilliant businessman and enthusiastic entrepreneur. Even with his vast success, Joe always remembered what matters most: people. He helped make the American dream real for so many, and he will be greatly missed. Joe proved that nothing is impossible by willing himself to his 100th birthday. His family is beyond proud of him for making this final accomplishment." he did, in fact, die on his 100th birthday. And Joe Hardy, we're going to say, I mean, in the golf world, he's known as the founder of Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, which was host to a PGA tour event for a number of years, an event that was often frequented, and I believe won by John Daly, who's a great friend of the family. Nemacolin, again, one of those special places where, of course, you can play golf, and there's spa, and there's all kinds of things. There's also an aviation museum and a zoo for exotic animals. Nemacolin is kind of a perfect expression of the Hardy family. I had the pleasure of meeting them when they opened one of their courses, Shepherd's Rock, a few years ago. And I was completely struck, not by their wealth, not by their affluence. It wasn't that. It was the fact that they were so rich in hospitality and in enthusiasm. And when they say enthusiastic as a businessman, I mean, this man was the very definition of enthusiasm. Him, Maggie, the entire family just oozed this kind of energy. And they always were looking to do something different, something special. I believe one of Joe's favorite phrases was, "What's next? You know, what are we going to do next? And how are we going to make it special?" He was a philanthropist. He worked in the community. He was a dedicated family man. I mean, I met his children, his kids, Maggie, again, known very well to the golf world. His grandkids, absolutely lovely, charming people. His widow, Jody, maiden name is actually Williams, so we would joke and call each other cousin. When I first met her, and we just sort of made that joke, and it was just a standing joke, we'd sort of make each other laugh by saying that. And again, she's just a charming, lovely woman. It's hard to express, though, the loss in and the type of the type of person you want to be around, and ideally you would want to be. Sure, he was successful, business-wise, definitely. Definitely very well known, probably had a lot of power, but he wasn't a power type of guy. That's not how he expressed himself. He expressed himself through a certain type of creativity, certainly a love of golf that led to multiple golf courses, multiple excellent golf courses, being there at Nemacolin Woodlands, but mostly his love of art, his love of music. At his annual event, some of the most famous entertainers in the world would be there present to entertain his guests and his family. But I guess I was just struck by the way everyone who was around him felt like part of the family, certainly the way they made me feel, and it made me want to make everyone around me feel comfortable. When I was there, I met Joe, and we laughed, and we shook hands, we started talking, and he asked, "Do you like cigars?" And he loved his cigars. Yes, sir, I do. Did smoke cigars at the time. And he went into his private bedroom and came out with a box of these beautiful Cuban cigars. Said, "Hey, take one of these. You know, there's some others laying around, but you need to have one of these. Make sure you take a couple. Here, take a few." And he's like, just grabbed a handful of these wonderful, rare cigars and gave them to me. And that's who he was. As much as he had, if he was receiving with one hand, he was giving it out faster in the other direction with the other hand. One of his things, I believe, was quotes, was he said he wanted to die broke. And that is not the case and probably wasn't even possible. But what he's really trying to express is that the thing that was important to him in his life was not money. It was people and creation and leaving something behind, leaving a legacy. That he certainly did do in terms of, again, his very large family, a battalion of friends and well-wishers, people who loved him, who maybe only met him once, would love him to death. And I just remember being around him and being around Maggie and thinking, well, this is what family is supposed to be like. All they wanted to do was do great stuff and laugh their heads off. And that's what they did. I can barely think of a time when I was around him when he wasn't smiling or just flat laughing out loud. And the same thing with everyone in his family. Joe Hardy, again, was a lover of golf. He was a lover of people, lover of family. And I'm glad that I got to spend even just a little bit of time with him to get to know him. And in a lot of ways, he's someone who, if there's any way to do it, I want to be like him. I don't think my bank account's ever going to look like him. But boy, if I can bank the kind of love that guy did in his life, I think I'll be doing all right. I think I will. Here's to you, Joe Hardy. So with that, let's get on with the show. We'll be right back with Cassandra Bausch of Club Champion talking about how all those great possibilities will turn into one great outcome for your game. It's going to be a great show, so get yourself a cold beverage and a crunchy snack. We'll be right back. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Welcome back to the 19th hole. Michael Williams, your host. I personally think that there is no particular best time to give a gift. I think that you should give gifts all the time, especially gifts to yourself. And there is no better gift than the gift of a better game of golf. As we have seen over the course of the last X number of years, you can pick a marker, 5, 10, 15, as far back as you want to go. Really, the history of golf is sort of defined by improvements in equipment that help players to play better. But I would say during my time in the game, there is no institution that has done more to bring that type of improvement, that type of ability to take the technology of the game and apply it to the everyday player than Club Champion. I have seen them grow literally from an acorn to a mighty oak, and it's pretty exciting stuff. And they just made a big announcement about the level of variety that they're actually bringing to the everyday golfer. So I can talk about it a little bit, but I have someone who can talk about it a lot. She is Cassandra Bausch, the Director of Marketing for the aforementioned Club Champion. Cassandra, welcome to the 19th hole.
Awesome. Happy to be here.
Good to have you here. I know we've had so many conversations, but this is your first time actually being the 19th hole. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I think I usually kick you over to our founder, Nick, but this time you roped me in, so here we are.
Yeah, Nick is out there opening new stores. I can hear the sound of bricks and mortar being laid right now, which is you guys opening new stores. So what's the number up to? Oh, let's give me the number. When did you start, and what year did you start, and how many stores do you have now?
Okay, so I mean, Club Champion is a company. We officially started in 2010, and there were like three stores in the Chicagoland area. That's where Nick kind of was located. When I started in 2019, we were at 34 stores. So in the span of basically 9 years, he blossomed from three stores to over 30. And then now, sitting here in 2022, we have 105 stores domestically, and we have, I think, 6 or 7 stores internationally. So it was just an absolute like crazy trajectory between the time that I started in 2019 and where we're seated now. I couldn't even name all of the locations off the top of my head now if I needed to.
Right. I mean, so that's the thing. When I first got connected with Club Champion, I think my local store here was like number 3 or 4, Rockville, Maryland, mm-hmm. Just outside DC. And like you say, you know, you could sort of name all the stores. You could even sort of name the areas. But I mean, it's all over the place. And I'm going to say, was this kind of if you call it a chicken and egg thing, was it Club Champion just hitting at the right time for this sort of thing to happen, for that type of growth? Or was the demand already there? I want to say, did you create the demand for this, or was the demand already there? How what fuels the growth of Club Champion?
Yeah, no, I think it's a good question. And I think it's a little bit of both. I think there was a demand for not only the variety of equipment that someone like Club Champion can provide that you wouldn't normally see at a regular retail store, but also I think when people started seeing, you know, what we could do and the fact that we could take any club head and put it on any shaft, and really build a club that was custom built for you, like you would tailor a suit or tailor a wedding dress or something like that. I think that that opened people's minds to not only an experience that's very unique to their golf game, but also something that's going to help them achieve their golf goals. So I think it was a little bit of both. We were meeting a demand, but we were hitting at the time when we could really showcase what we do. And that drummed up even more demand in new markets. And every day on social media and via email and stuff like that, even to this day, we're getting people reaching out to us and saying, oh man, I wish you were in, you know, this location. I wish you were in this town, whatever the case may be. So even with 105 locations, it still kind of feels like that's not enough to actually satiate the demand.
Right. And what you get in the store, this experience, is what's really what's driving people to the stores in droves. So really quickly, just sort of describe the Club Champion experience and what makes it unique and special.
100%. Yeah, I think we call it a tour level experience, but off the record, even though we're being recorded, it's probably better than what many tour players get. So, you know, a lot of tour players, they have club contracts, right? Like they have to stick with what their brand is. And this is kind of the opportunity they have within their brand. When you come to somewhere like Club Champion, there's no rules, right? Like we can take any club head off the wall, put it on any shaft, and we use data to suggest what actually would work for that individual golfer. So you come in with your clubs, right? We set a baseline with what you're already playing with to see what numbers we have to beat. And by that, it could be distance, it could be dispersion, you know, it could even be more nebulous things like confidence, somebody who actually understands what their stock distances are, or, you know, hey man, I've never been able to hit a hybrid. Okay, well, let's solve that for you, right? Like it really is dependent on the golfer's goals. Once we set that baseline, we'll start pulling shafts off the wall, and we'll dial in what shaft works for you, what shaft profile, what length, all of those things for that individual golfer. And then once we have the shafts, we'll move into the club head. And basically once we have the combination that works for that golfer, we're going to, you know, show them all of the data. We're going to say, hey, we set this baseline with your gamer. With this new fitted club, you're gaining, you know, 22 yards off the tee or whatever the case may be. You've got tighter dispersion. You're going to hit more fairways. we'll use the data to show that as opposed to just saying, hey, it looks kind of cool or it feels kind of cool, right? It's a very data-driven scientific process. And then obviously the golfer, you know, feel and look and all of that, you know, they can weigh in and say what they like or what they prefer, and we're gonna meet them halfway and figure out what works on both ends.
Yeah, you know, it's so.
And then once all of,
No,
go ahead.
go ahead, Cassandra, please.
Yeah, once all of that's done, we take that from the master fitters and then we pass it off to the master builders, and then everything is hand built in our build shop. So this is very much not an assembly line kind of situation. This is, you know, you're being handled by an individual fitter. It's kind of a one-on-one sort of golf doctor experience, and then those specs or the prescription, if you will, is sent off to our build shop, who then fills it and hand builds it and sends it back to you. So it's a unique experience.
It really is, and I have had the experience myself. I have both experienced the fitting and the building and the change that it makes to have something that really, really fits you. And I liken it to the tailor experience. Everybody knows that I'm a bit of a dandy, so I like to get like the suits tailored and that sort of thing. And it's like, you know, you would not, if I had an ill-fitting suit, I would not change the way I walk. If I had a 50-inch waist, I wouldn't change the way I walk to fit. You know, a poorly fit suit. You know, you would get the suit fit. So I think a lot of people are actually changing their swings to accommodate equipment that does not fit, that does not really align with what they would naturally do for their best performance. So getting the right tools in the right person's hands means everything. Cassandra, you put out a press release recently that gave a number that sort of quantifies the level of options, the number of options that you get when you come into a Club Champion store. And you know, you can actually visually see it. You sense that there are options when you see this array of shafts that are out there. And again, you guys are agnostic. That's one thing I love about you know, because some of the stores, when you go to places, it is almost like you know, we don't talk religion or politics on a show because, you know, we don't. But it is sort of like walking into a church. You know, you're going to get one thing, okay? Because that's what they do. And, you know, that's, you know, you're going to get that there, and we do that well, but you're not going to get the other thing. You know, you can go down the street for the other thing. But you guys have everything available. But as I say, you put a number on that recently. So talk a little bit about that number that gives you that the level of variety that you have available for golfers at Club Champion.
Yeah, I've been very careful not to say it up to this point so we could have the wow factor. We've always been kind of number one in terms of the number of hittable head and shaft combinations. When I started, it was 35,000, right? Which is already a crazy impressive amount. No single person could hit 35,000 combinations in a store in one day. It's just like, it doesn't make any sense to even have that many. But the fact is, if you have everything, then you have something for everyone. And then a couple years ago, because our founder Nick Sherburn is just the like epitome of a golf gear geek, he just keeps adding things to the wall, never takes anything away, but keeps adding things. So we ended up hitting the 50,000 mark, and that was 2 years ago. And now we just re redid the math a few weeks ago, and this was prior to the press release, and we found out that we've surpassed 65,000 combinations, which is like, it's crazy to think about, because like I said, if you can't even hit 35,000, adding another 30 to that, you're never going to hit those either. But the idea that there's so much variety just within our, you know, 3,000 square foot stores, and our fitters kind of, you know, they have to be up to date on all of these options, and they have to understand what works for each individual golfer and swing profile and things like that. The level of education that goes into what we do just kind of, you know, doubles and triples every time Nick adds a new set of 10,000 combos or whatever it is. But 65,000 combos is outrageous, and it's something that we're super proud of. And you know, you've seen it, Michael. You've walked into our stores, you've been fitted. Like, it's a candy store, right? It's a candy store for golfers, and it just gets better every time Nick says yes to a new vendor.
It is kind of nuts, actually, when you go in. It is, you know, you sort of hear the background music, and you know, if you're a golf guy, you sort of feel like Willy Wonka the first time he walks into the chocolate factory. You know, Oompa Loompas and fountains of Titleist, and it's just like, yeah, it's kind of a special feeling and experience. But as you said before, you know, to have the experts that are there. Because that 65,000 number can be a blessing or a curse, right? Because if you don't know how to get from 65,000 to one, and not even the one, the right one, then it really doesn't make any difference, does it? And that's really sort of the combination of the two, is that variety and the ability to find within that forest the right tree for your treehouse.
Exactly. And that's kind of why, we do have competitors out there in the world, and tons of people say that they do fitting. But when you really take all of the pieces of the puzzle and put them together, the experience and really the result that you're going to get at Club Champion in terms of the equipment that you end up fitted into, it's second to none, because it's not just that we have 65,000 combos. It's not just that we have incredible fitters who go through intense training, who come from the golf world in many cases. It's not just that we have, TrackMan and Sandputt Lab, or, any of these other differentiators that I could name. No single one of those things is a differentiator in and of itself. But when you add all of it together, you're getting just this elevated experience, and you're going to get more out of your game with the end result. And it's the thing that I love most about the variety, because you got to understand, for me and the marketing crew, it's tough to remember all this stuff, right? Like, not only do we have 60 some odd brands on the wall, but now we got to remember all the new models, and we have to make sure that we're giving everybody their fair time and on our social medias and stuff like that, because, like you said, we're brand agnostic. So it's exhausting for us, and it's exhausting for the fitters. But the cool thing about it is we have brands that people have never heard of, or people have, some type of awareness of, but have never actually seen in person. And Club Champion, you can come in and hit those brands. I love that. I love, like, the undiscovered gem that, man, I might have heard some pro had this in their bag, but I've never seen it in the wild. It's like, come on in, man. We got six irons on the wall. Come hit it. So I love that.
Seen it in the wild makes me chuckle. I like that. That's beautiful. Well, we talked about gift giving. I was talking about gift giving at the top of the segment. It is kind of the perfect gift. And one of the great things about this is that even though it is a, air quotes, tour experience plus, let's say tour experience plus, you don't have to be on the PGA Tour top money winners list to be able to afford this. It's shockingly affordable, which I think is another reason that's driving this thing. You would think it would cost, so I would think it costs so much more than it does. But sort of give us some numbers for what it takes to get into a full bag fitting, and et cetera.
Yeah, totally. It's truly a misconception. People think that it's expensive and that you have to be a tour player. People think they have to have tour player skills. And it's like, actually, high handicappers get more out of this. So it's definitely worth the investment for those people who are trying to improve their game. And when you're talking about a full bag fitting, we're talking about fitting a driver all the way down to the putter. In a regular season, when we don't have any promotions or anything going on, that's $400. Now, that may feel like a lot, but you're spending 3.5 to 4 hours in the bay with our fitters. You have their expertise, you have their attention. Like I said before, it's kind of like a doctor's appointment, where this is a one-on-one scenario. You're not just coming in and pulling stuff off the wall. You have a guided fitting where people are using data to help you along. And then, when you kind of move down, if you're just looking to update the driver, just looking to update irons, that's going to be about $175. Just putter is $125. And it's the tour level experience that you mentioned, where you can go and get a fitting for free elsewhere, but you're not getting this level of experience. You're getting somebody who set up a TrackMan for you and just says, okay, go ahead, take a few shots. They're not explaining to you how your dispersion is improving. They're not taking a look at, the metrics that need to be updated, whether it's the length of the shaft is too long or too short, or, you're using regular, in terms of shaft flex, but really you actually need something a little stiffer. But there's no specific prescription as to what type of golfer needs to be in what type of shaft flex. Like, you have the expertise behind, all of those things when you're working with a Club Champion fitter, plus all of the other things you mentioned, 65,000 combos, et cetera, et cetera. And it's, some people may kind of balk at the idea of paying for a fitting, but you're paying for the diagnostic that's going to prove that your game will get better. That's really the way to look at it.
Yeah, it's really a special group of people that you have working there. As I say, I know them from several cities, and the difference between them and some of the people who are so-called club fitters. I mean, if you walk to some of those guys and say, "Hey, I need some help with my dispersion," they'll recommend like calamine. It's like, what do you got, like an itchy rash, dude? Yeah, try rub some ointment on that. It's like, no. It's but it's really worth every penny full freight, and especially when you're talking about discounts, it's something really on a jump on. When people want to get more information, book an appointment, etc., where do they go? See.
They're going to go to clubchampion.com. You can also check us out on social media, any of that stuff. Anytime we have a promotion running, the moment you pop up clubchampion.com, it's going to be right there to let you know what the promo is, how you can book it, if you can do it online. You can also call us anytime as well. You can walk in and talk to a fitter. We're pretty available. We want to make sure we help as many golfers as possible.
Outstanding. I think as far as that's concerned, mission accomplished. You guys are doing outstanding work, and I can't wait to see what you got coming up in the future. See, thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything you guys have accomplished, and tell Nick that definitely next time I'm in the Chicagoland area, if he's there at the same time, we definitely got to sit down and have a cocktail like gentlemen.
Love that. I will let him know. And thank you for the continued support.
You got it. Thank you so much. That is Cassandra Bausch, Director of Marketing for Club Champion. Is literally at this point almost a product that sells itself, you would have to say. But you look at the effort they put into doing better than they have to. That's what I really like. People who go above and beyond. Like they could just open the doors right now and just sit back and chill and relax. But they're always finding that new thing, always finding that better thing, better ways to do things, better ways to make the stores more comfortable, more effective. It's about excellence. It really is. And to have that type of excellence brought to the everyday golfer industry, heads up, prick up your ears. That's what grows the game. Playing better golf means enjoying it more, which means you want to play it more. Rinse, repeat. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, we'll take a quick break right now and come back with more golf and stuff. Michael Williams, 19th hole. Well, that's it, and that's all for this edition of the 19th Hole. I want to thank my very special guest, Cassandra Bausch of Club Champion. I hope she filled up your coffers of information about golf equipment as much as she did mine. Hustle yourself down there and get you some. All right? Sawd-eye. Thank you for listening. We do the show all for you, and we'll be back with another edition next week. In the meantime, go out, enjoy 2023. Get it off to a rocking and rolling good start. Maybe you can go out and hit some balls. And when you do, hit them straight. Michael Williams, 19th hole.